He's already shown he's capable of running at the front, almost won his first straight out in the spring at Richmond, finishing third. Now, the Craftsman Truck Series regular, who is playoff-driven this year, is the latest in the line of Toyota Racing Development drivers getting added races at the next level and putting the results to show for it. Today, though, he told me one of his biggest challenges to date. He told me that the fifth-place run at Pocono was certainly a help, but right now, focusing on learning the aero precision he needs to work his way around this two-mile oval, especially in traffic, will be the key. But Taylor Graves, certainly, who qualified tying his best of third, maybe today could be the day that he spoils the party as the rest of the regulars race to get in the playoffs.
About a half a lap away from going under the green flag, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durandup, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Michigan International Speedway, getting set for the start of the Cabo Wabo 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Dave Moody and Mike Bagley are in the turn. Steve Post, Chris Wilner in the pits and garage today. Todd Gordon and myself, Alex Hayden, above the start-finish line as we get set to call the start of the race from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's Jeff Striegel.
21st race of 2024 and the 32nd time here at Michigan International Speedway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series is ready to go under the green flag. It is the Cabo Wabo Tequila 250. Here they come now off four, and the green flag goes in the air for 250 miles, 125 laps. Sheldon Creed on the outside will lead the field up into the banking in turn number one.
But only by about a bumper as he takes the advantage just slightly in the outside lane. Everybody minding their manners early. They are two by two all the way back through the field. Sheldon Creed, Riley Herbst lead them nose to nose at the front of the pack.
No one able to break away up front. They are still deadlocked for the lead. You got Riley Herbst on the inside. You've also got Sheldon Creed on the outside. Draft kicks in down low. Here comes Ty Gibbs. Three wide move to the bottom and a lead by a fender in the middle of the corner.
Taylor Gray right on the bottom of the racetrack trying to keep the momentum wound up on the bottom. Cannot do it. Outside lane has the momentum. Sheldon Creed will lead lap number one here at Michigan as they funnel back to turn one.
One lap ago they were adversaries fighting side by side for the lead. Now Riley Herbst is buried up under the back bumper of the Sheldon Creed machine. Gives him a shove into turn number one. They will break away by a couple of car lengths over Cole Custer, who takes third.
Here they come now at the back straightaway. Sheldon Creed trying to break the draft. He'll pull that Toyota Supra to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll break it for a moment. Now it regroups. That gives Riley Herbst an opportunity to check the lane down low. He'll find no room to race off the corner.
Right now, Brandon Jones looking on for position number four. Cole Custer right in front of him. Sheldon Creed from the top of the racetrack, virtually down to the apron, trying to break the draft. And here comes Riley Herbst after the race lead.
Riley Herbst is just a half a car length now off the back bumper of the leader. He's got company at his back door as well. Right on his back bumper is Custer. Right on his back bumper, Brandon Jones off turn two.
Everybody's single file in lockstep formation. Again, here's Creed to the bottom of the back straightaway. Herbst will go with him, and now Herbst will dart to the outside. Creed has about a half car length to call his own. Everybody now huddles up at the bottom of the racetrack through three and four.
Looks like the front 10, 12 cars now will settle things down, go nose to tail up off of turn number four. Creed again dives all the way to driver's left here on the front side of Michigan, trying to break the draft. Riley Herbst keeps things wound up topside.
Herbst goes from the top to the bottom, back up to the top again on entry into turn number one. Now right back down to the yellow line on the apron at the exit of turn number two. Riley Herbst takes a wider line off too, but has no room to try and make the pass.
Riley Herbst has looked low. He's looked high as Creed again breaks the draft down low. Herbst stays topside, tries to keep the momentum wound up in that Ford Mustang. Here's Riley Herbst again. He'll peek the headlights to the inside of the race leader, and here he goes. He'll try again off the corner.
Boy, he looks inside. He looks outside. Just can't get it done. And again, Sheldon Creed, the only driver to take it all the way to the apron right here at the start-finish line. Everybody else lined up, nose to tail, up against the outside, safer barrier.
Riley Herbst has done everything but swat him with a rolled-up newspaper, trying to get the lead away from Sheldon Creed. So far, no luck. He'll look to the bottom this time off turn two. Creed all the way to the wall will hold him off.
Riley Herbst in second. Cole Custer, Brandon Jones right there. Ryan Sieg also in the mix. They're the top five. They stay in conga line formation. Creed wider entry into three. He's able to protect the lead. Behind him for now.
And they might be single file for the moment, but nobody is 100% comfortable. They are nose to tail. Again, Sheldon Creed dives for the bottom of the front stretch, trying to break the draft. The rest of the front runners stay topside as they go back to one.
Creed doing everything he can to keep his pursuers from getting any clean air across the nose of their race cars. So far, it has worked. Cole Custer looking a little bit wide off Riley Herbst off turn two, but again, he'll have to fall back in line.
And that move will cost him about a half car length. He'll stay in third right behind his teammate as they begin to get lined up. Creed again, active in breaking the draft, pulling his car to the inside, then snapping it back to the outside as Herbst will take a look to the outside in the corner.
Big movers in just five laps. Parker Kligerman up eight. Brennan Poole up eight. Justin Allgaier, Daniel Dye up seven as they make their way back across the start-finish line. Sheldon Creed will pull the train back to one.
Top 10, 12, 15 cars all for the moment in single-file formation as they try and get some rubber down through turns one and two. Again, Riley Herbst looking a little wide off two. He'll fall back in line.
It is a 12-car lead draft that's nose to tail midway up the back straightaway, with about a half dozen others trying to hop on and join the ride. First driver that'll break out of the line inside of the top 10. It is Noah Gregson who rakes to the inside.
He does, trying to find some room, but he's going to have an opening to slide back up topside. Successful in doing that, and they'll begin to shake up the deck just a little bit more right in that same area. Near contact as they race back to the corner. We've got 23 laps to go here in stage number one.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The draft absolutely coming into play here today at Michigan for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Front group continues to run right together. When they come off turn number four, drivers begin to feather out to the inside, some to the middle, some go topside. It's been entertaining. We are now nine laps in, 21 to go here in stage number one, and Sheldon Creed continues to show the way. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
11 laps are now complete in the Cabo Wabo Tequila 250 as we stay under the green flag. As a matter of fact, let's give you a look at where your favorite driver is running here at lap number 11. here at Michigan International Speedway as they tighten up for the race lead. But here's a look at how they're running, presented by hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins.
And if we do have a battle or change for the lead, we'll bring it to you at that moment. By the way, Sheldon Creed has led absolutely every single lap of this event so far. And that's the first 12 over Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, and Ryan Sieg. That's your top five. Carson Quappel, 6th. Sammy Smith, 7th. Taylor Gray right now, 8th. Noah Gregson, 9th. And Justin Allgaier is 10th.
Chandler Smith is 11th. John Hunter Nemechek is 12th. And Jesse Love, 13th. Parker Kligerman started 22nd. He's up to 14th. Austin Hill is 15th. And A.J. Allmendinger, 16th. Daniel Daigo, 17th. Anthony Alfredo, 18th. Jeb Burton, 19th. And Parker Retzlaff is 20th.
21st, Sam Mayer. 22nd, Kyle Weatherman. Lawless Allen, 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen, 24th. Kyle Sieg, 25th. Blaine Perkins, 26th. Matt DiBenedetto, 27th. Brennan Poole, 28th. Josh Williams, 29th. And 30th is Patrick Emmerling.
31st is Jeffrey Earnhardt. 32nd is Leland Honeyman. Josh Balicki is 33rd. Jeremy Clements back in 34th. Joey Gase, 35th. And Ryan Ellis rounds out the field in 36th.
As the field moves down the back straightaway and climbing the banking up in turn number 3. Blue sky, sunshine out our window. Behind us, the cloud cover is heavy as we work lap number 14. Dave, Sheldon Creed has led them all. Riley Herbst has been knocking on the door. How soon does he just kick it in?
Well, I think he'd like to do that, but he hasn't quite found a way to make it work. Sheldon Creed told me yesterday, Mike Bagley, that they've taken a lot of the downforce out of this car based on what they learned at Indianapolis. Oh, we got a spin in turn number 2. Around and heading for the outside wall goes Taylor Gray. He slides down into the infield, backs it up, does a smoking 360. Shockingly, he spun midway between 1 and 2, ends up to the exit of the back straightaway, and he never hit a thing.
And that'll put us under the caution for the first time in today's race. Taylor Gray, a long smoking spin in front of Dave Moody.
So Taylor Gray bringing out the caution flag for the first time here this afternoon. 15 laps are now complete. Sheldon Creed, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, and Ryan Sieg. Taylor Gray running in position number 7 when he spun right behind Carson Quappel.
As we run under the caution for the first time with 15 complete, 15 to go in stage number 1. Cabo Wabo is the official tequila partner of NASCAR, and the Cabo Wabo Smoke Show is the boldest drink for watching the Cabo Wabo 250 today. Cabo Wabo Smoke Show is a cocktail like no other. It's got bold taste and 100% Blue Weber agave.
And Todd, you were saying you saw that pretty clearly from our vantage point here, high above the start-finish line. That idea of the car inside of another, in this particular case, it was Taylor Gray working to the inside as Sammy Smith trying to pass him on the outside. What happened?
Yeah, it just looked like it got loose on him and rear end came around. I wondered if he got below the yellow line, but I think that